Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And there it goes. The last bit of rain that we're going to see this week is finally slipping off to the south. What replaces it, though, is some bitterly cold temperatures. I'll show you how cold it will feel tonight with the wind chill.
And the Walmart in Lewisburg just reopened after a driver crashed through one of their entrance doors. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the employee who saved the day.
And China issues a response overnight to those reports that it has a spy balloon flying over the United States. Video of it there. 6 o'clock is the time right there. You see the date right there. We have reason for balloons today. They're going to drop out of the ceiling at some point. It's Renee's birthday.
Oh, it's already off to a great start. Thank you so much. Get to spend it with my work family. And birthday bonus, it's on a Friday, and it's not during Super Bowl weekend. Usually it falls on Super Bowl or the day after. So Super Bowl is next weekend.
Get it all to yourself. So right?
Celebration is on. Thank you so much. I'm meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center, bringing out the sunshine.
Yes, happy birthday. That's my present to Renee, as we're going to see a nice sunny afternoon. Don't ask me to do that for you. There it goes, that last bit of rain sliding southward. Still a little bit of light patchy rain across parts of Cumberland and Sampson counties this morning, but it's on its way out. Now, we did have a good bit of rain overnight last night, so we have wet streets out there, but hopefully it's not going to be enough to cause any problems for your morning commute. It will be cloudy this morning. We're not going to see one of those gorgeous sunrises, but by lunchtime, watch how quickly all of a sudden the clouds start to clear. That's because our wind is going to pick up. We're going to see gusty winds this afternoon, pulling in some Arctic air. We're going to feel it tonight. I'm going to walk through tonight hour by hour with Futurecast Wind Chill to show you what it's going to feel like tonight and early tomorrow morning. That's coming up. 42 right now, so it's not terribly cold currently. It's 44 in Clinton, 37 in Roxborough, 44 in Rocky Mount. As a matter of fact, these temperatures are just a little bit warmer than they were yesterday. Not enough to notice a huge difference. And we'll be either side of 40 this morning and then back into the mid-40s this afternoon with some sunshine. We do have a nice warm-up in our forecast for next week. I'll show you that in a bit. Brian?
At 6:02, a live look at I-40 at Barbie Road in Durham. We're still seeing some damp roads this morning. You can kind of see a little bit of that with the lights reflecting off the pavement there. But roads are going to be drying out as we head through the rest of the morning. However, in our southern counties, including in Cumberland County with this live camera, at I-95 just north of Murphy Road, north part of Fayetteville, you can see where the light's reflecting off the pavement. It's a little bit wetter there because we've had some more recent rainfall. So south of the U.S. 64 corridor through the triangle on down into the Sand Hills and our southern counties, just need to be prepared for some wetter conditions as you head out. Just check with Raleigh 911. No problem showing up right now in Wake County. I'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. This morning, the U.S. Attorney's Office will reveal more about the conviction of a national motorcycle gang leader who lives in Wake County. Christopher Baker was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison on several gun and drug charges. The feds say he's a national leader of the Pagan Motorcycle Club. Last month, we covered the arrest of 5 motorcycle gang members for the murder of Jonas Padilla, a member of the Pagans. Social media accounts show all of the suspects are part of a rival biker group. Late last month, hundreds of members of the Pagans rode to Raleigh to pay tribute to Padilla. Baker is one of 19 people charged with dozens of drugs and weapons crimes. We'll stream today's briefing on the case on WRAL.com and on our news app.
A Walmart has a lot of cleanup to do today after an SUV crashed right through its front doors. The damage could have been a lot worse if it weren't for the quick thinking of an employee there. WRAL's Naya Harden is at that store in Lewisburg right now to show us how this all happened. Naya.
Yeah, Jeff, they just reopened the store 3 minutes ago, so now shoppers can go inside, but they can't go through this side. And that's because you can see all the pallets that are here keeping this all blocked off, the damage that's behind this, a lot of it, and they're going to have to clean all that up. So they'll have to enter out of the other side. Now, this all happened just last night. And at last check, the driver who crashed while having a medical emergency is in the hospital. Walmart employees tell us the driver had a seizure, and one of the workers, we're told, saved the day. The driver had his foot on the gas the entire time, and the employee got into the car and put the car in park while all of this was in motion. Now, we're thankful to say that no one was injured in this process. We are still waiting to learn about the driver's condition. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Lewisburg.
A new route is taking off today from RDU. We have a live look right there, Terminal 2, for you right now. Airport leaders are discussing expansion today as well. The Airport Authority is holding a special meeting to discuss its plans for the next 10 years. And that includes new parking and development in Terminal 2. Meanwhile, Avelo Airlines is taking off with its first nonstop flight from RDU to Tampa today. The airline also began offering flights to Orlando yesterday and plans to open a new base at RDU within the next 2 weeks.
We'll get our first snapshot of the jobs market in 2023 this morning. The January report from the Labor Department is out at 8:30. It's expected to show job growth is slowing as the number of layoffs rises. A new report from the employment firm Challenger Green Christmas shows about 103,000 job cuts were announced in January. That's the most in any January since the Great Recession in 2009. About 40% of the cuts came from tech firms. Analysts say some companies are correcting after hiring too many people during the pandemic.
New this morning, China is responding to the U.S. tracking what they believe is a Chinese high-altitude surveillance balloon. China says it's looking into the report and that they have no intention of violating U.S. airspace. The Pentagon has been tracking the balloon for several days as it made its way across northern United States. Officials say they are confident the balloon belongs to China. While the balloon's current flight path carries it over a number of sensitive sites, the official said it doesn't present a real significant intelligence gathering risk.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, audio from the 911 recordings from the Monterey Park shooting in Los Angeles last month have been released. The Monterey Park Police Department took three calls the night of January 21st. One was from a man who had run from the club after seeing the gunman open fire near the dance hall entrance. Take a listen.
No, what's going on, sir?
Somebody is using a gun shooting people inside the studio.
Is it Star Dance Studio?
Yeah, that's the one. The guy is reloading the...
Is anyone hurt? How long ago?
Just 2 minutes ago.
Okay, did he run away on foot or did he go in a vehicle?
I don't know. He's trying to reload the cartridge or the gun, and people just ran.
The 72-year-old gunman who eventually ended up taking his own life killed 11 people that night, 6 women and 5 men. 9 others were injured in this.
Fayetteville's new police chief will be welcomed with a swearing-in ceremony today. The installation ceremony for Kem Braden is at 4 this afternoon in City Council chambers. Braden officially took over as chief Wednesday after the retirement of Gina Hawkins. Braden was previously assistant chief and has been with the Fayetteville Police Department for 26 years. He is also Fayetteville's first Asian American police chief. The city chose Braden after a nationwide search.
We are getting a clearer picture of the measures being taken to keep students and fans safe ahead of tomorrow's Battle of the Blues. Although the UNC-Duke basketball matchup is in Durham, the town of Chapel Hill is prepared for any celebrations like this one you see from last year. Officials tell WRL there'll be extra police on Franklin Street, and the town is in close contact with UNC officials. Duke, meanwhile, says the fire marshal will make the final decision tomorrow on allowing post-game bonfires. There will also be campus officials and police on hand to handle traffic around the game. We'll have full coverage for you of the Battle of the Blues here on WREL. The action tips off 6:30 p.m. Cameron Indoor Stadium. Count on us for complete coverage this weekend of the rivalry leading up to the game, post-game celebrations and reaction from players.
Deputies in Cumberland County now have body cameras thanks to a grant from the Department of Justice. The cameras were given to some deputies Thursday. 350 body cameras were bought by the sheriff's office last year. The office says this will help them to keep records of interactions between deputies and the people they serve. Every deputy will have a camera before the end of March.
5 people are recovering this morning after a crash in Johnston County. This happened on East Market Street in Smithfield just before 7:30 last night. You can see one of those cars badly damaged after being T-boned. One of the drivers in the crash was charged with failure to yield. People across the Northeast are preparing for what could be the coldest wind chills felt in decades. It could be as cold as 50 degrees below zero this weekend. More than 15 million people are under wind chill warnings or advisories. The alerts are in effect this morning and will last through Saturday afternoon. Extreme conditions like they're about to experience can cause frostbite if you have exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Temperatures are expected to warm back up by Sunday afternoon.
A dramatic rescue caught on video. A police officer and another person pull a driver from a car moments before it goes up in flames. Plus,
I said, man, you got the wrong person because I never did anything like that in my life.
That's a case of mistaken identity. A man arrested more than once for crimes committed by another. Why his family says this keeps happening to him.
And finally, the rain is over. Here's a live look at Zebulon, where we're starting to dry things out a little bit. We're going to see our fair share of some cold temperatures over the next 24 hours. I'll show you what it will look like. And there goes the last bit of rain. It's been a little bit stubborn moving on out, but it's over for most of us. And just a little bit of light, patchy rain still lingering in parts of Cumberland County and Sampson County. Here's a live look at Apex, and you can see runners are back out. It's not that cold out there this morning. Temperatures are mainly in the low to mid 40s, which doesn't feel too bad for running. So live look down Salem Street. It's still a little bit damp, but we don't have big puddles, and the rain is over. It's not going to be a beautiful sunrise. We're going to see cloud cover to start with, but right around lunchtime, those clouds will start to break up. Heading out right now, 43 in Southern Pines, 44 in Irwin. It's 43 degrees in Tarboro. That's about what we're going to see as we get through the day. If you're about to head out to walk the dog again, temperatures are going to be anywhere from the low to mid 40s. That'll be the case this afternoon, but it'll be nice to see that sunshine.
6:13 as we take a look at traffic this morning. Just check with our partners at Waze. At the moment, no crashes showing up anywhere in Durham, Cary, or Raleigh. Traffic's moving along fairly well on our major routes as well as we check in with that live sensor data coming in from Cleveland to Johnston County on 40 westbound. No delays of any great significance right around the Clayton bypass just yet. Pretty smooth ride into Raleigh. And as you head in from Knightdale on 87 southbound, everything's looking fine from 64 business all the way out to 440. Renee.
Brian, thank you. A man who was wrongfully arrested several times tells WREL he wants payment for what he went through. Mark Silver says Rocky Mount police took him into custody several times for crimes he didn't commit. This started back in 2019 when officers arrested a different man named Mark Silver for being disorderly at a restaurant. Medical records show that man was then treated at UNC Nash Hospital. 2 weeks later, the Mark Silver we spoke to was charged with attacking a nurse.
And I say, for what? He said, for assault on female, sexual battery. I said, man, you got the wrong person because I never did anything like that in my life.
When family members came to review the charges, they say the pictures on the warrant were clearly of a different man. He was released from jail and told that the mix-up would be addressed. But in the past few weeks, he was arrested two more times on the same charges. They say it was an issue with their electronic database. The DA has apologized and says the charges have since been dropped.
There'll be no fans at a Vermont school district's basketball games for the rest of the season after a fight this week that resulted in a man dying. Video from a middle school basketball game Tuesday night shows fans on the court throwing fists and shouting. Vermont State Police say a 60-year-old man who was part of that fight later died at a hospital. Witnesses say the fight started after fans became upset over a referee's call. The Biden administration says it has reunited 400 migrant families who were separated under President Trump. In most cases, parents were deported while their children remained in the U.S. Now the parents can return to the U.S. and live and work legally for 3 years. In total, more than 5,000 families were separated under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy.
Only on WREL, surveillance video shows the moment a school bus crashed into a ditch with more than a dozen people on board. Take a look. This all happened yesterday morning on the way to a charter school in Lee County. Several students were taken to the hospital. One of them, we've learned, was seriously hurt. It was raining at the time, but troopers don't think that was a major factor in the crash. The bus driver was charged with failure to maintain lane control.
Well, this is an amazing moment of bravery caught on video in Las Vegas. Las Vegas police released this video showing the moment when an officer and another person rushed to the aid of a person who had been in a crash. This is it right here. They realized they needed to get that unconscious driver out of the smoke-filled car immediately in case it did this. Flames right at his feet there. They moved to the driver's side, got him out of the car before that got fully engulfed in flames. The cause of that crash has not yet been released. A classic Disney film and a nationally recognized donut runner coming up this weekend in the Triangle.
First, let's talk about that classic film. Families will love this pick for the weekend. The Lion King, the original animated version, will be shown at Carolina Theater of Durham on Saturday morning. It is all part of the Disney Quest film series. It will have you singing The Circle of Life. Tickets are $8.
And then a classic run. The Krispy Kreme Challenge is Saturday as well, and thousands of runners, many in really creative costumes and hopefully hungry, will be running from NC State's Bell Tower to the Krispy Kreme on P Street and back and eat a dozen donuts on the way. The money raised goes to help local children's hospitals.
I'll always remember when Jeff did that 5 years ago. He survived, never did it again. The Raleigh Beer Garden will be presenting its Big Frosty Beer Festival on Saturday from noon to 4. Local, regional, and national breweries will be offering samples. Plus, there will be live music as well. Tickets are $40. And to find more about these events, just go to WRL.com and search Out and About.
Big Frosty, my speed now. Instead of, I don't think I've had a donut in 5 years.
I'll just
since
take
that.
The Frosty.
When you eat a dozen in like 90 seconds, you really don't have.
And then,
you
run for another 2.5 miles.
Right.
I mean, we know what happens to the donuts.
Yeah. You might see them. You might see them again.
Suit yourself.
Woo! But so many people love to do that run, and it's always in early February, so it's often cold. And boy, the wind chill tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. is likely to be about 15 degrees. Whew. All right. So the rain is moving out, and that's what's going to replace the rain. We have a cold front that's going to sweep all this out of our area, but also open the door to some Arctic air. Folks up to the north are going to be dealing with much worse conditions than we will, but still, probably some of the coldest wind chills we've seen so far this season. That last bit of rain gradually sliding out of Cumberland and Sampson counties right now, but it has left some wet conditions behind. We did see rain overnight last night. So Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, all showing damp streets. I'll tell you, it is starting to dry out a little bit as we take a look from Top of the Hill restaurant there in Chapel Hill, beginning to see some drying. Take a look at this cold front. This cold front's going to be diving down toward Florida and opening the door to some bitterly cold temperatures that are to the north. But interestingly enough, it's going to drop down and then move right back up as quickly as it came on in. We still are showing some showers here across parts of the southeast, but that front is helping to pull that rain away from us and offshore. And you can see that here on Futurecast, moving right on out of here. It is likely to be cloudy at sunrise, but once we hit lunchtime, watch how quickly these clouds start to slide southeast and away from us. Of course, that means the colder air is moving in and the winds will pick up. It's going to be a fairly blustery afternoon for us. And our wind chill at 5 o'clock is likely to be right at 32. So keep that in mind. 32 is our normal low. We're going to drop to 20 overnight tonight, 28 Sunday, and then back to and above normal by the time we get to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So again, it's going to be a quick one. And then we get back to much warmer than normal conditions. We take a look at the wind chills, the actual temperatures to our north right now. 2 in Chicago, minus 12 in Minneapolis. But it's the wind chill that's going to be so bitter for folks. The jet stream is going to dive southward, allowing all that cold air to sink in. And you can take a look at our wind chill alerts. In purple, this is where it'll feel like minus 35. And up here in the northeast, as low as minus 65. They haven't seen wind chills like that in maybe 20 years. Here's a look at Sugar Mountain. Definitely cold enough for snowmaking. They're getting all ready for what should be a nice weekend of skiing. 28 the high today, 40 Saturday, and 50 on Sunday. So if you like it a little warmer, even up there in the mountains, it'll be a bit warmer. We'll see a high 54 here on Sunday. And then 60s in our forecast, 4 days in a row. It looks nice and dry. Our next best chance of rain could be in our southeastern counties. Just a quick shower on Sunday afternoon. Brian?
Breaking news, Elizabeth here at 620. Just getting word of a crash on I-40 westbound between Wade Avenue and Harrison Avenue. As we zoom in there, that still image from the camera has not updated in the past couple of minutes, so we don't see the evidence of that crash right now. But on the sensors, you can see a little bit of a delay starting to build on that westbound side of I-40. So I'll have another update for you coming up in just a few minutes and let you know exactly what's going on out there. I want to take you to South Raleigh. This is I-40 out at Rock Quarry Road, and you can see where the road is still just a little damp there in the triangle, still looking at conditions that are just a little wet. They'll dry out as we head through the rest of the morning commute. However, in our southern areas, including Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, you're seeing wetter conditions because of those showers that came through more recently. So slow down and give yourself some extra time.
Well, what a shocking find inside a barrel in Lee County. A man is now facing murder charges, and neighbors say they are in disbelief.
A Fayetteville school has particular interest in the upcoming Academy Awards. A former teacher talks about one of her students now nominated for an Oscar.
And this morning on Today, an exclusive look behind the scenes at SpaceX. A look at how astronauts are being prepared for the first crew to travel further in space than NASA's Apollo team. That's Today. It airs right after this newscast at 7 o'clock on WRAL.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is counting his blessings after his mom was in a scary crash.
Hey, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, The Rock shared this picture on Instagram last night. He says a 74-year-old mom was in a pretty bad car crash. He says, quote, she's a survivor in ways that make angels and miracles real. His post already has more than 29,000 comments, and you can see they're very positive.
Yeah. In his post, he talked about how his mom survived lung cancer, a tough marriage, another crash with a drunk driver, so... she is definitely a tough one.
Please don't, she's okay.
Don't get taken out in a car crash, you know, after all that.
The trailer for Series 3 of Outer Banks is out, and it promises a lot of action and adventure. Fans of the show already full of speculation and on the edge of their seats with anticipation. The new season debuts on Netflix February 23rd.
Actually looks really good. Like they weren't expecting it, but then there it came. I missed season two. The whole ferry from the Outer Banks to Chapel Hill that they were purporting threw me off completely. So
not looking for accuracy here, but just, you know, very driven plot.
Yeah.
That's what's hooking them in. Well, look at these adorable sea pups. Okay, this is the cutest picture you'll see all day. The North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher shared this picture of them with the world yesterday on social media. They say they will reveal the gender of the babies tomorrow morning. And take a live look here at Chapel Hill. The rain is over and the streets are starting to dry out. But what comes next is some bitterly cold air. I'll show you the wind chills for this weekend.
The national leader of a motorcycle gang who lived here in Raleigh is now convicted and heading to face federal prison time. We're going to explain what we're expected to learn from the U.S. District Attorney this morning.
And this is a live look at the Walmart in Lewisburg. What is going on there? The store will be open this morning after an SUV crashed right through the front doors last night. We'll tell you about the heroic employee who managed to stop that vehicle.